beautiful Saturday morning. What else would it be without Rosie on the house? Gabe, welcome to the program. How can we help you this morning, sir?
Good morning. So my wife and I lived in New Orleans for a couple years. And when we were down there, we came across a citrus called Satsuma. And they're kind of like a mandarin orange. And my wife and I have been trying to find a Satsuma tree, since we're talking about planting trees and gardens and stuff this morning. And I heard that there was a nursery here in the valley that sold them, and we haven't been able to locate it. And so I was curious if you guys had an idea of who we might be able to go to find a Satsuma tree.
If there's a grower in town that's going to have that variety, I would try Greenfield Citrus. They're out in the East
and
Valley,
Mesa,
Val Vista, roughly the 202. Those folks really know what they're doing, and they have an excellent selection. They field grow a lot of their own plant material right there. It's really a nice nursery. And if they don't have it and they say it won't grow here, it probably won't grow here.
There's a reason he's having a hard time finding it.
And that's we run into that a lot. A lot of folks who come from another area, and they have that plant that they remember as a kid or that they just love. And that's the challenge of being in the desert, is the soils here. It's best if you stick with plants that like the soils here rather than trying to change their entire environment. So we have better success working with the things that we have to work with in the nurseries. And they're always bringing in new things and hybridizing and growing new types of plant material. But, stick with what works here.
And the good news for Gabe, Arizona's obviously known for citrus.
Right.
What would be an option? He said it tasted like a...
Mandarin. I would like to see them just contact Greenfield. They really will be the best.
That'll be a follow-up
research
we'll have to do. What's the closest thing to a Satsuma? Mm-hmm. The Cajun 12 Days of Christmas. It's a Cajun. She's writing back to her lover and all these things. Well, she, on the pear tree, she wrote back and said, "That thing ain't growing in the swamp, so I swap it for a Satsuma."
That's what you told me.
So he mentioned New Orleans. As soon as I saw Satsuma, I say, he's got to be from the South or have lived there.
You pegged
we'll have to see what's closest. Switch out for a man.
Sure.
And Greenfield is?
Greenfield Citrus Nursery. I would have to get a phone number.
We can look
that up, right.
So, thanks for the call, Gabe. Welcome to Arizona from New Orleans.
Romy, what's that little nursery that specializes tropical plants? Where's that guy?
Tropic Mango.
He's down on Baseline somewhere?
No. He's moved out to Apache Junction.
Okay.
And
might be another opportunity to talk, huh?
When he said he's heard of somebody that has it, that's exactly who I thought. What is his name? I think his name's Alex.
And the name of that?
Tropic Mango Nursery.
Tropic Mango.
Call Alex.
Greenfield Citrus.
Yes.
Or Tropic Mango. There's two great. He's calling from Glendale, so he's going to have to cross the valley, but he doesn't have to drive I-10 to New Orleans.
No. And Alex has a lot of interesting things. My almond trees came from him. You go through his nursery and there's stuff from all kinds of the tropic area. But when you go there, take notice of how much shade he has, how much water he has.
I mean, you're creating a totally different microclimate for this plant
material.
You
really did.
Not that you can't grow it here, but most folks in the landscape don't want to spend that kind of effort to create a whole different environment for just that one plant.
It's the fall time. It's outdoor living season. If you've got something in your backyard that's not working, plan, and practice it. Practice your entertaining, your table setups. Does it work better over here or over there? Where's the TV? What time does the sun go down in the summer versus the winter when you're watching your football games?
You know, something that I've noticed in the last, really about the last 8, 9, maybe 10 years, the last decade, is I can't believe how little concrete we're doing outside.
That's true.
You just don't pour concrete anymore. It's all pavers.
Belgard has so many awesome solutions for hardscapes, and they're a great value. They're very well made, and they just offer
And Bill, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you,
fascinating contact.
Yeah,
for me, call me at 480-922-9497.
Serving what areas of the valley?
The whole Metro Valley,
and that's Think Green
Irrigation
and Landscaping. Thanks a bunch for joining us this Saturday morning. We're going to be covering solar pool covers in the 10 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to bring in a specialist that's going to talk about homeowners insurance. When do you file a claim? How do you get flood insurance? Kind of a hot topic here after this last week. It's Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance. So he'll be in visiting with us on that. And we'll be taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. All the regular listeners and callers know that you call in early is your best way to get in, because, boy, lines load up every single Saturday morning. We've got some Facebook posts that are already generating a lot of phone calls and inquiries on the solar pool cover. A lot of people want to know, what is this thing? Well, we're going to be talking about it. If you're interested in possibly retiring your pool, this is a great option for all of you. We'll be covering it again in the 10 o'clock hour. It's Rosie on the House. Again, thank you, Bill Jenkins. Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.